Yeah, he'd play
this
hooky.
This woman is here this morning. Her man's little three young brothers there. Her daddy lived and raised him without a mother. The boys alone in the last 8 years, they lived in school. They'd get up, they'd done their own cooking. They'd get up and eat their breakfast, fix their lunch, and then they'd go up on the river and stay all day playing hooky.
No.
Never go to school. Oh. Just go out and play hooky all day. If you're ever ready to go to school, then just not there.
Oh, that's a pity.
No, they couldn't have got by, me and you. Because we'd ask questions, something would come out, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't happen, but their daddy, he was always gone,
couldn't he? Yeah, he missed the formal education.
Well, my kid's daddy wasn't gone, was he?
No, not hardly ever.
No?
Not hardly ever.
Huh. What did they call the beginning part of school? Well, the first place is the child goes.
The first part of the school he goes into?
Yeah. When he first goes to
first
school.
First grade?
Yeah. Is that the old term too?
That's old term. You know, we have kindergarten nowadays.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have them.
Uh-huh.
First grade and sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a store where all kinds of cheap things were sold, just cheap things?
We didn't have a store, no way close to us.
All of a sudden you had your Ida Bell or Hugo.
5 and 10 cent stores, there wasn't any in the old days.
Did you have one called a racket store? Or Noah's Ark?
We don't have one down here.
Uh-huh.
They have 5 and 10.
We have 5 and 10 cent stores. But
Piggy Wiggly's and such as that.
Is there a library in town?
You mean in the early days?
No, not them, no, huh?
That's recent.
We didn't have them all there.
Uh-huh.
And no books, all we had to buy a book.
Kids keep the books and have to bring home, you'll have books at you.
Yeah.
Bring home every night.
Or a book strap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Over the shoulder.
Where was the nearest post office?
Well,
Glover.
Glover.
About 4 miles.
That was about 5 miles from where we lived up on the river, where we did live, 5 miles down there. There's a post office there, and then at Garvin.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the boy lives here at Broken Bowl. That rode the mail, carried the mail. A fellow named Jim. He carried the mail. He rode one little pony. He'd ride to Glover, and that'd be 12 miles, and then 10 miles to Garvin.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that every day.
Mm-hmm.
One little old pony. And rode him all the time.
Where was the nearest place where they showed, where they had plays or showed moving pictures? Or
we didn't have them.
Those moving pictures would have to be in the later days.
Yeah, we didn't have nothing
like
that.
We didn't have them like that.
Listen, the first moving pictures I seen, I was, I guess I was 25 years old.
Where'd you see that?
The first one I seen at Otterville. I was over there one night with Cotton, and they had a moving picture. They didn't even talk, you know. Man got up and tell what he's doing, and they're just running around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great sight to see in them days, but it's different now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the silliest thing you ever seen would be now, you know, how they...
Well, it was pretty thrilling then, wasn't
it?
Where'd they show it?
What year was we hauled Cotton to Otterville for? Lived up there
on
about 24.
25, and last year we had so much time.
25, I think. 24. I believe 24 is the first show I've seen.
Well, I was just wondering where they showed it, though. Did they have a special place?
Yeah, they had a show house in Otterville.
Uh-huh.
They had a little building like this room here, and built low down yonder, and they put the picture up on the board. And you know, they just flock that thing at night there. You just crowd and crowd it. I think it cost maybe 10 or 15 cents a seat.
That was a lot of money, wasn't it?
Yeah. Them days are dying.